This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta's first Major League Soccer team plays its inaugural game Sunday to a sold-out crowd. Atlanta United hosts one of the league's founding clubs, the well-established New York Red Bulls. It'll be a tough contest for the fledgling Atlanta team. I drove to Flowery Branch yesterday to see how they're playing and feeling ahead of their first game. About three dozen soccer players scrimmage in small groups of six at their practice facility about an hour north of Atlanta. They run constantly, quickly passing a ball between themselves in square fields demarcated by small orange cones. Players and coaches communicate seamlessly in English and Spanish.
There's a few coaches that speak English and Spanish as well, so they just translate here and there.
19-year-old defender Miles Robinson is from Massachusetts, but he says he's used to an international work environment. The Atlantic Coast Conference's 2016 Defensive Player of the Year wore the Syracuse orange jersey with teammates from Europe and South America during his three semesters in upstate New York. Atlanta United's roster includes four players from the state of Georgia and others from as far away as Germany, Trinidad, Venezuela, and Paraguay.
It's more of getting to know each other as players and what each player likes to do on and off the ball, practicing how to communicate, whether it's saying a few words in Spanish for them to understand or make it clear for them to react faster. So.
31-year-old forward Jacob Peterson has played with four other clubs. He's realistic going into their first game.
Yeah, it's going to be a work in progress. I think there's certainly high expectations, but same time, we've been together for 6 weeks. You know, that's hard to build a team. It's hard to, you know, really be firing on all cylinders right away.
Major League Soccer awarded an expansion franchise to Atlanta United FC 3 years ago. The team's owner, Home Depot founder Arthur Blank, also owns the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta United's been training at Falcons facilities, which Jacob Peterson says is a major change from some other clubs run by small-time, inexperienced owners. Like the Falcons, Atlanta United will play home games in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is set to open in downtown Atlanta this summer. Until their first match there on July 30th, the team is paying Georgia Tech $45,000 a pop to play at Bobby Dodd Stadium. A bleed over of Falcons fever and excitement over the new stadium may explain why this brand new club already has 30,000 season ticket holders. Peterson says it boosts the team morale to join an organization that just went to the Super Bowl.
And if we could have, you know, even close to that success, that would be great for us.
The man responsible for getting Atlanta United to the MLS Cup, soccer's version of the Super Bowl, is legendary Argentinian player and manager Tata Martino. I tried to interview him, but the team said his English isn't quite good enough for primetime radio. Players like Miles Robinson aren't worried.
He's getting a lot better at his English, so it's a fast process. He's learning quick, so it should be pretty easy from now on.
Thankfully, soccer fans in every language know the word. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta. Atlanta United hosts the New York Red Bulls Sunday at 7:30 on FS1.